Welcome back to Hard Factor Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt Time Dial. 13 gone past 4 p.m. and we're still having Port Harcourt's biggest conversation. Speaking of conversations, or biggest conversations, what exactly is happening with and in the People's Democratic Party, whether it's the PDP at the national level or the PDP here in Rivers State? What exactly is going on? It appears that there are cracks. Reports reaching us indicate all may not be well with the People's Democratic Party. And I was billed to have a conversation with the chairman of the PDP here in River State, Ambassador Desmond Okawa. However, every effort at reaching him at this moment has proved futile. But the conversation must continue and will continue nonetheless. Well, here's a story that featured on our news, I believe, yesterday, and it's all over several other news outlets as well. Lee Mabon accuses Governor Yusuf Mwike of working against the PDP. Former lawmaker Lee Mabon has accused Governor Yusuf Mwike of working against the PDP presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar. In an interview with The Punch, Senator Mabon, who represented Rivers Southeast Senatorial District, believes the governor is against him because he's close to the PDP presidential candidate, and he spoke in a television interview.
He has refused to allow us to employ one soul because of me, because I'm Ogoni. This is the situation that we are pressing. If we allow it to overflow, it will exploit. When I heard the other man talking about project, what is one single SME scheme that is running in River State where people are tapping from to improve their life? One industry, one. I don't want to talk much. I am a PDP man. I want PDP to win election. I am not campaigning for APC, so I stop here.
Senator Mabon further criticized the governor for portraying himself as superhuman.
We can refuse any of us in River State to buy form to campaign for the governorship of River State. He bought 14 of us form and want any of us not to campaign. Anybody who tried to campaign, Wike is ready to take on you. But I follow him to 20-something state campaigning to delegates. At the end of the day, he called me on the 24th and told me that I cannot be governor, that I campaigned for Atiku in 2019 without his permission. So because of that, he cannot hand over the state to his enemy.
All right, there you have it. And of course, this has received a lot of reactions from persons, especially PDP stalwarts here in River State, have been reacting to this development. I believe I have one of those reactions here as well. I believe it was also in our bulletin yesterday, reacting to this. Chairman of Emohua Local Government Interior, Chidi Lloyd, criticised Senator Lee Mabon for his comments against Governor Wike. He told our correspondent that Senator Mabon wanted to be governor to loot the treasury of the state. As what Dr. Chidi Lloyd had to say on this development.
God is beginning to expose politicians who only seek what they get. The dualization of Sagbawa Pano Road, is it the Yoruba people? And so many other projects which were scattered all over. River State University, which is in Sagbawa, is it the Yoruba people? These are people who had ulterior motives. They wanted to plunder the state. The treasurer of the state was their target. And God intervened and opened the eyes of delegates who voted massively for Simulai Fubara to consolidate on the gates of this administration. Lay the member does not even have the capacity to muster 5 votes for whoever they are running after. So it's so shameful.
Oh, there you have it. Is all well with the PDP? Is the People's Democratic Party falling apart? Quite recently, you might remember, the River State Governor as well, at some event recently, boastfully said that he will teach some persons how to do politics if it comes to politics. And as it is sweeting him, it is paining them. And as it is paining them, it is sweeting him. As far as the PDP is concerned, who is it sweating and who is it paining, or who might be buried at any time soon? Once again, is the PDP falling apart Let's get your take on this. The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. What do you envisage will happen or might happen to the PDP as we approach the 2023 general elections and even post-2023 general elections as well? We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. Once again, live on Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Also, catch our shows on YouTube as well. Be reminded of that. Nigeria Info PH on YouTube. And remember to like and follow our pages as appropriate. The numbers to call again, 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. I did mention earlier on at the start of the show today in this particular topic that I was billed to have a guest on the show, and my guest has joined me via phone right now. Chairman of the PDP here in River State, Ambassador Desmond Akawa. Chairman, good evening to you and welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Dio. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure's mine. Let's get straight to it then. Is everything well? Is all well with your party, the People's Democratic Party?
Well, I'm sure you're aware the party is a congregation of people of different minds and different shapes and opinions. Yes, even as a common agenda for party, definitely there will be no way the voice will be the same. But as I can meet you as of today, we don't have any problem with the party.
All right. Maybe you don't. Maybe some other persons don't. But some of the comments that are coming from the River State governor at the moment, who no doubt is the leader of the PDP here in River State and considered to be a very important member and a major leader of the party, even at the national level as well, comments coming from the governor suggest strongly that he does have a problem with certain other elements in your party. Can you confirm that?
That's what?
That the River State governor does have problems, does have issues, and is somewhat concerned, maybe even bothered might be the word to use, what's happening in your party. And as far as the governor is concerned, all may not be well with the PDP.
No, not with the party. The governor has his opinion as far as certain issues and certain attitudes or principles of certain individuals is concerned. And he is somebody who is very vocal. Once he's displeased, he's somebody who is passionate about the party. Once he sees any sign of attitude of any party member that tries to derail the party or to take the party off the normal focus, he will complain. And that's exactly what you hear anytime he's complaining. Once there's an agreement on issues and people decide to change the goalposts, the governor cannot keep quiet. He tells the party and expresses his opinion that things are not going on well. If that's what you mean, yes, there are certain things that do happen in parties, and he has no shame that to complain that those things are not going on well. And that's exactly what that has not in any way defined that the party is in disarray.
All right, there are indications or suggestions from quarters that all that's playing right now with your party is simply because the governor is unable to have his way as far as his own personal interests or personal ambitions are concerned. Yes, he wanted to get a party's presidential ticket. He did not get that. Maybe there are discussions going on to make him the vice presidential candidate. He did not get that as well. But isn't that what any contest is all about? There are bound to be winners, there are bound to be losers, but there are speculations that because the governor's personal ambitions are not being actualized is why he may be reacting the way that he is right now and not being a good sportsman. What's your take on that?
Let me put the record straight. There is nothing like governor's personal ambition. The elders of the party at a point considered the structure of our party and where we were as a people, and went to the governor and pleaded with him to come and take a plunge of the presidency of the country. We went as elders. We signed documents. We have signed documents. If you meet me, I will show you. We signed documents and pleaded with him to come out and go for the presidency of this country. It's not just his opinion. Elders of the party, nothing less than 30 members, signed a document pleading with him to come and run for presidency. Of course, he came out, he heeded to that call, came out, and made attempts, and of course, maybe smart, I'm sure. If you watch what transpired at the Velodrome, you will see that he made a smack. But ethnicity and the religion came into play, and he was aged out. And for him, yes, the game has been played, and then he was cajoled. Somebody now went to him again and said, okay, don't worry. The game is over, but you are going to run as my vice president. For him, it wasn't part of his own will. The former vice president of the country, who is the presidential candidate of PDP today, went to him and mentioned to him that you are going to run with me as vice president. And I'll come on in his usual way, say, well, let's wait and see. And of course, only for him to hear that a committee has been set up to discuss this issue. And the committee, in their own way, made a recommendation and said, if we want to win election, we must go with Governor Newsom every 1 week. And the committee came up with their resolution, 16 against 3 people. And then, at the end of the day, former vice president said no, that he is going to take a decision on his own. I've been in touch with at least two former senior presidents who were part of this committee. And they clearly told me that this was not their stand. And what do you want him to do? The former vice president took his own unilateral decision and said, no, I'm going to pick the governor of Delta State. And that's what he has done. So for governor of Rivers State, it's a slap on Rivers State. For we as Rivers members, it's a slap on us, because we cannot see such an injustice made on us just like that. So it's not an issue of Nelson Ezeon, it's an issue of Rivers level and Rivers people, especially of the PDP extraction. So I don't like people making this issue as if it's issue of Nelson Ezeon. No. We came to him. We approached him and met him as president with a sign letter urging him to come out and run for presidency. It's not just his own decision. A decision of the VP, which he never bargained for, was an offer made to him. And he said, okay, fine, let's see how it will go. And the offer now, they remains on the offer which they made. And he wanted to go home and be clapping.
So it's safe to say then that the River State governor right now is offended and upset by what's transpired so far. He's offended and upset by what's transpired so far.
No, he's a human being. Whatever that transpired, he's not comfortable, because that was not the arrangement, that was not the program of the party. For him, you know, he has put in so much, even when nobody counted on PDP, he has put in so much to ensure that the party survives. And quite a lot of things were laid out, which the current chairman of the party said, well, fine. If at the end of the day, committee comes out and then Nathan emerges as the flag bearer of the party, that he will leave his position for that to resort back to the Satanas. That has not done. And you think he will just hold his hand and see Nathan's change. Today, you have a PDP where the chairman board of trustees is from the north. The flag bearer is from the north. The chairman of the party is from the north. And, Dario, how do you want somebody who is leading his people from south to be happy that such decisions have been taken? And this is the place of PDP, the place of his people and the party.
Now, does this explain...
But I believe that party members are talking, and maybe we'll see how it goes. Discussions are going on. But I can tell you, this is a position we are not happy with. You understand? It's a position taken by individuals. There are well-meaning people in the party. There are leaders, very respected leaders of our party from different extractions. But they are expressing discretion that something that is not okay with us. And we believe these are human efforts. And I'm sure it's possible it to be corrected. The party will be refocused. Again.
All right, Chairman, can you give meaning to some of the reactions of the Rivers State governor to these happenings in the form of some of the comments he had to make? Can you give meaning or interpretation to some of the what may be considered to be the reactions of the governor to some of these incidents we're discussing right now? Recently, at a commissioning ceremony, the governor did say that if it comes to politics, he will teach them how to play politics. He also launched into one of his favorite musical renditions, as it is sweetening him, it is paining them, and it is paining them it is sweating him. What do these comments of the governor mean?
You know, I'm the chairman of the party in the state.
Yes.
Almost all the functions, I'm always there. I can tell you, number one, this position of the governor is that anybody who is not interested in River State, the River State people will not be, will not flow with that person. That's a clear statement. And if they are in politics, and your goal in politics is to go against your people, then something is wrong. And that's the statement of the governor in every program. Say, if you are a supporter of River State, if you are, you appreciate the contribution of River State economically and politically, if you appreciate their role, that River State want to flow with you. But if you blank out River State, they will not be happy to work with you. That's exactly what he says.
Now, is the governor also by extension or as well referring to your party's presidential candidate right now, Atiku Abubakar?
No, of course, his situation is that as far as the party, Atiku Abubakar is not the owner of the party. He is a presidential candidate of the party. There is a party structure that's National Working Committee of the party, that's board of trustees of the party. Do you understand? Atiku Abubakar is only a presidential candidate of the party.
Yes, but this decisions.
As a body.
Yes. These decisions that we've talked about, the decision as regards the vice presidential candidate, the approach to him and what played out afterwards, Atiku Abubakar is a major character in all of this. Now, what I'm saying is that the statements that if you don't appreciate River State will not appreciate you and all of that. He may have been referring to other elements in the party. He may have been referring to structures of your party. He may have been referring to the party. But is he also referring to
the party as a whole?
But and that includes
the your Atiku Abubakar has three leaders in the party. He has board of trustee members. He has board of trustee members. He has members of National Working Committee. That's the organ of the party. And his preference is the organ of the party. Atiku Abubakar is an individual.
Okay. Now, does that mean the statement that if you don't regard Rivers would not regard you as well? Does that imply that if Atiku Abubakar, your presidential candidate, and other elements and structures within your party continue along the trajectory that the governor believes amounts to not regarding River State, does that mean that the governor will not regard them and then pull back his support?
I want you to get one thing correct.
Yes, what's
don't
that?
Take up this issue as the governor. No. Take the issue as River State people. Position of River State people. Not
well, I haven't interviewed all River State people on this matter, so I don't know what they're thinking.
No, that's why I'm giving you the picture. Because I'm the chairman of the party, that's why I'm giving you the picture. That the picture you are talking about is against River State people, not the governor. Yes, it's against River State people. Don't single out the issue at this Nelson's picture. He says it every day that's grateful to God, to what God has done for him, the part of his political career. But there is an issue, that's a body called Rivers Politicians, of course of PDP extraction.
And this Rivers politicians, am I right when I say this Rivers politicians or this PDP politicians of Rivers extraction, in Rivers State, their leader is the Rivers State governor, am I right?
Of course, he is the leader of the party.
And this politicians of PDP of Rivers extraction very likely will go in whatever direction that their leader, the governor, directs them to go. Am I right with that as well?
Once the leader says that what all that we have seen, there is nothing for us as Rivers people, and he comes to us and said, we have not secured anything, that. We have nothing in Mr. A or Mr. B. And once he declares that, why should we turn back at him if we have presented him as our leader? Why should we turn back at him?
Now, that takes us back to the earlier question I asked you. So if Atiku and other organs of your party continue along the trajectory that your leader in River State, the governor, believes does not favor River State, are you going to pull your support from your presidential candidate?
From whose presidential candidate?
The PDP's presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you, Dayo. If in all our contacts and discussions that are going on. The organs of the party, at the end of the day, like I said, discussions are going on. Very many people like former Minister Jerry Gana, they are all intervening. Discussions are going on. At the end of the discussion, at the end of it, we have election February. At the end of it, and it's come up to scholars. People have said no for River State. River State, go to hell. River State, we don't need you. Dayo is only a tree that will stand and witness somebody who is coming to cut him down and will not move.
Once again, that means, I just want to be clear on this, I want clarity, that means that River State PDP will withdraw its support for your presidential candidate.
Dayo, why should we withdraw support for our presidential candidate? If tomorrow they come up and say, River State, this is, we are sorry, this is the situation we think that we are offering you.
So what if they don't come tomorrow?
At the end of the discussion, which becomes several go to us. Why should we not work with our party?
What if the discussions are perceived to not be favorable to you in River State?
That's what I'm telling you, Dayo. If at the end of all the discussions, meetings that are going on, and the party organs decide to blank out River State will not stand there to tell them we will be buried when our burial date is not yet announced by God.
Meaning that you will withdraw your support for your presidential candidate?
I don't believe that they will allow that to get to that point. I don't believe they will allow you to get to that point. Because this is a party we work for.
All right.
All these calculations we are making, there is still a God factor in all these things.
Or I'm aware that there are reconciliatory efforts ongoing. The River State Governor, Yesu Mwike,
there's reconciliatory efforts are going on, but we don't know what will come up. And once they come up and discover that we have reached a meeting point, we will go back and continue running our party and believing that this party, which Nigerians are yearning for, will produce something that will make Nigerians happy.
It was widely reported that as part of this reconciliatory effort, there was the River State Governor met with your presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar, in Abuja. And the reports that we are getting is that meeting did not end well, that both men had an argument. There was no resolution.
It's not true. Of course, I expect you to do more details, job. Now, okay. It's not the day you call the tree, it's not the day you need to dry up. They met, and the both sides put things on the table. And of course, you cannot just stay in the front of the trap and slaughter the meat. They met, and then they agreed. There are certain points you are marching at, and these parties are still regaining their positions. And I believe that with time, progress will be made. Don't wish us bad.
Far from it, Chairman. I'm not wishing you bad. I don't wish anybody bad, yeah. as a matter of fact.
Now, I don't wish me to be bad.
No, I'm not.
I know where I belong, but don't wish me to be bad. Don't be a professor of doom.
Where do I belong, Chairman?
I know where you belong. Let's talk. Let's discuss that.
Okay.
I know where you belong. I know where you belong to.
So where do I belong?
Dayo. You belong to Nigeria, so is it not?
Yes, I do. Okay, moving on then. You talking about the meeting between the River State Governor and your presidential candidate in Abuja. You said both parties have put forward their positions. What is the position put forward by the PDP in River State? What is it that you expect of your party that would give you the confidence that River State is being taken seriously?
I can't divulge things that have been discussed at the party at their level. It's not proper for me to just tell you that, especially when you are not a member of the party. It's not proper. When they finish and there's series of meetings and then they have the outcome, our national public secretary will make them available to you. Why should I come and just come to you and reveal to you issues that have been discussed between two major leaders of the party on a way forward for the party?
All right, there are comments credited to your presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar, that he said that he can do without River State, that if the current president was able to win the election.
I didn't hear that. I didn't see it. I I didn't hear that. I didn't see it, and I don't see him as issuing such statements. I don't see him as just issuing such statements. I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. I was not there, and I don't see him as issuing such statements. I know him. He was the former vice president of this country, so I don't see him as issuing such statements.
Now, if at the end of these discussions, the governor and other leaders in Rivers State consider the resolutions to not be favorable to the PDP in Rivers State, is there a possibility of either defecting or liaising with another political party, especially at the federal level?
That's why I said, why do you need to wish us bad? Why do you need to predict something negative for the party? I don't believe that we will not reach something favorable to the party in the state. Pray for us. Pray for us and support the leaders in prayer. I'm sure at the end of the day, we'll be happy. And you'll be happy to comment about our party.
And let's talk about happenings within River State, in your party, within River State. Recently, the governor issued a statewide broadcast where he was warning that based on reports, intelligence security reports, he gathered some politicians planning to foment trouble, gather thugs and cultists in hotels and other entertainment centers. He listed three political parties. Yeah. He listed three parties. He listed the APC, he listed the SDP, and quite surprisingly, he mentioned your party, the PDP, as well. Does that mean? Does that mean that there are security reports?
Governor's comment was very clear.
Okay.
Governor said he is the chairman of the Security Committee of the state. And of course, there are intelligence reports coming from the security quarters. So if there are one or two persons that want to ferment trouble in the state, it's his duty as a governor to make a broadcast to warn them. And that's exactly what the governor has done. And I'm happy he didn't just say APC or ABGA or Labour. He included PDP, meaning that some people in PDP might be notorious of doctrinal movement that might create problems. So, but he had made a statewide broadcast warning them that anybody who is trying to ferment trouble in the state, that the state will not fold hands and watch them destroy the state. I think it's a simple and straightforward statement that was issued.
Senator Lee Meba and some other leaders of your party in River State have come out strongly as well to speak against the governor, suggesting that they are being ostracized by the governor because they are showing support for your presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar. Can you comment on that, please?
Well, I don't believe, yes, we saw in the media, mostly social media, Senator Lee Meba's comment. It's just Senator Lee Meba's comment. I don't hear from any other leader from River State. And Senator Lee Meba's comment was unfair. Some of us have condemned it because he's a leader of the party in the state. He was a senator of the Federal Republic of Nigeria in PDP under two tenors. And he had worked with Nelson Wike on different positions. And he was one of those who ran for the governorship race, of which he entered a contract that at the end of the day, if any member of the team imagine the leading the candidate of the party that you will all support. He joined in signing that document. So if comments have been made from Abuja or from certain quarters by him, it's unfortunate, and we believe that, I'm sure, if you know Senator Lee Meba, very soon you'll see him with the governor and he'll come up with the language to hear his human and to forgive his divine. I know him very well. So don't worry yourself about that.
Is the River State governor ostracized? Because we're getting reports that certain leaders of a party in River State are already showing support and solidarity for your PDP presidential candidate even at this time. Do those persons have problems with the River State governor right now? Those persons, reports have it that some leaders of a party in River State have openly showed support and have canvassed support for your presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar. And the reports are that this is against the wishes and orders of the River State governor. Can you confirm that? And do these persons have problems with the governor currently?
River State governor has not issued an order. It must go A or B. And politicians are free to interact wherever they want to interact with. So he has never cautioned anybody from going left or right. But just to remind you that the PDP River State is the family. And any member of the family want to move with the family. And there are people too who may not want to go with the family. I mean, this thing happens every year. we saw the story of the prodigal son. So, Dayo, as politicians, at the end of the day, we will have a meeting point.
I want to give you a call right now. Join the conversation if you would. The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. Those are the numbers to call. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. And bear in mind that we're also live on Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH as well. But Chairman, also a question, also based on allegations credited to Senator Lee Mabah, that the River State governor literally muzzled every other person, and basically it's either you do what the governor wants and that there is or you are ostracized, and there's no, his comments suggest that there is no internal democracy in your party and it's whatever the governor wants or nothing else. Can you comment on that, please?
Yeah, Dario, I don't want to accuse Lee Mabah on things he didn't say. And I don't want you to believe on things that come up on social media against me.
I can play back the audio of what he said.
And Lee cannot tell you governor has muzzled out anybody. We have a family and people contested election. Quite a lot of things we have discussed before the election. So whatever that transpired, one person definitely will emerge. And one person has emerged. And there are commitments on both sides on what will happen if anybody emerges. So I don't want us to be talking about certain things we hear from people that he said that. No, it's not fair. Because I've not spoken to Lee. I spoke to him after the election. I spoke to him. I spent some hours with Lee, with my leader, two friends, blah, blah, blah. We sat down with Lee, just like we met some other leaders after the election. So I don't want to say things because I know the commitment being made, even the day we met him. So I don't want to start believing on what people said when I have not spoken to him after such comments that I assume that he made.
All right, Chairman, let's not deal with conjecture or speculation. I'd like to play back the audio of Senator Lee Mabah himself, some of the comments that he made quite recently.
Are you there when he made this comment? People do a lot of things now on social media. They people superimpose pictures, they superimpose speeches.
It was a television interview.
Why don't you call him? No, it's social media, not television, not Arise, not TVC, not AIT, not ITA. It was a social media group that brought out that. So why don't you call Metoli Mabah and get extract this just like you called me now? Call him and extract this. I called him yesterday. If I was not going to, because I had discussion after the election with him in presence of Chibala Baba. So whatever that is going on now, until I speak to Lee Mabah, I cannot just conclude.
Okay, regardless, I still like to play back the audio and you can tell me whether you believe he made those comments or not. So here's Senator Lee Mabah speaking.
He has refused to allow us to employ one soul because of me, because I'm Ogoni. This is the situation that we are pressing. If we allow it to overflow, it will exploit. When I heard the other man talking about project, what is one single SME scheme that is running in River State where people are tapping from to improve their life? One industry. I don't want to talk much. I am a PDP man. I want PDP to win election. I am not campaigning for APC, so I stop here. We can refuse any of us in River State to buy form to campaign for the governorship of River State. He bought 14 of us form and want any of us not to campaign. Anybody who tried to campaign, Wike is ready to take on you. But I follow him to 20-something state campaigning to delegates. At the end of the day, he called me on the 24th and told me that I cannot be governor, that I campaigned for Tiku in 2019 without his permission. So because of that, he cannot hand over the state to his enemy.
All right, Chairman, those were Senator Lee Mabah's comments. Are you saying that that was not him talking?
I still stand by my words that until I speak to Senator Lee Mabah, but let me make one or two comments on the issue you just played to me. I don't know whether they were made up by you, but let me just mention one or two comments. As I speak to you, remember I called you that I was on my way to you. As I speak to you today, a cassava plant was established in our farm. This cassava plant has, it's a cassava revolution in the whole of Rivers Southeast, of which Senator Lemeda belongs. It's a revolution, this Kasala plant. One of the campuses of River State University is now entire in Ogoniland. This is the same place where the Senator Lee comes from. The Bori, the Sakawa Bori Road, has been an issue of politics for years. Yes, we came and completed this 19-kilometer road, which today, Ogoniland, they can drive midnight with street lights. So is that a way to appreciate a man? Is that a way to appreciate a man? Go to the headquarters of Bori, the headquarters of the town and local government, which is the headquarters of the Gonis. You have a modern general hospital built by this same man and different secondary schools. So is there a way to appreciate a man? Okay. And here the same comment I had from that background, talking about an ability to exercise the political right. We have a family, we have a political family, which started from Dr. Delis Tirio. We have a political family. Of course, one or two persons have gone out of the family. They are still in existence. Maybe existed in another political family. But we have a family. And at the point, governor, with other leaders of the party, next, as a family, please, we don't want people to go and spend their money unnecessarily. The family will purchase funds for those who are interested in governorship. We came to meet the governor to party, wish him a happy that day. And he said, yes, as you are wishing me a happy that day, we now the issue of governorship we need to discuss. Anybody who is interested in governorship for the basket, indicate now. And there and then, that very day, seven people indicated interest. The governor said, well, there are many other leaders to put that are not here. Please, at appropriate time, I will call others too for them to indicate interest. At the end of the day, we had other people like David Briggs who now indicated interest. And God said, the state will purchase form for all of you. We don't want you to waste money. And we don't want you to go and start slandering yourselves. And funds you have purchased on behalf of the state for this land, some funds you have distributed. And then we said, we don't want people to go and spend their money and start slandering themselves. We are one family. At the end of the day, the elders will meet and look at all the scenario and then be able to look at projects where we are heading to vis-a-vis where our opponents as well in the field are heading to. You understand? Yeah, we'll take that up.
Yes, I am. So,
at the end of that process, the people moved up and down. The same thing that I'm telling you, he joined over to 19 states to campaign. Could governor have been invited somebody who is not a team member to join him to go around the country? That tells you the level of the person of Lee as far as governor's family is concerned. So when the family met, elders met at the end of the day, we said, no, let's now spend line what we are doing. But former governor Victor Dele came from Rivers West. And then Omeya, Adachi, and Wike came from Rivers East. But the next governor should come from Rivers South East. That was a decision of the elders, and that was a fair decision. And then we zeroed to Rivers South East. Who are the people in Rivers South East that collected these forms? And then we know by the law of them, we say, well, people in the river southeast, that our opponents have gone to the riverine area to pick their presidency and their governorship candidate. So for us, in this river southeast, we have moved it into, we must equally go to the riverine area. The riverine areas we have in river southeast is Andoni and the Fufunkoro. Who are the people in Andoni and the Fufunkoro that collected forms? There are two of them, Telekuru and Sim Fubara. Those are the two that collected forms for Rivers Southeast. And of course, leaders entered into discussion and zeroed on Fubara. Before then, even the Commissioner for Finance showed interest as well. So before this issue, before this decision, all the members of our team that collected the form entered an agreement signed by individuals, countersigned by the leader of the Elders Party, the Elders Forum, Chief President Alabrada, that whatever decision elders will take at the end of the day, they will abide by it. They sign from, and all the forms are in the possession of all the forms as the party chairman. But the forms will hand over to me later. And that whatever decision that is taken by the elders, that they will abide by it. So when we zero down on Opobokoro and say Fubara being one of those who collected forms, some people called him and congratulated him. Some people who had made up their mind that it must be them didn't congratulate him. That was the reality, that was the turning point. But at the end of the day, We didn't stop at that. Myself as the party chairman, our elder, Chief Weda and Abraba, started visiting these elders on one-on-one. I can tell you, I don't resist it that way. And we discussed with them, yes, this is human effort, but at the end of the day, we want to move as a family. Some of them agree, including me. They have said that Chief Weda and Abraba make me in my village, they do. If they would want to bury the wife of former senior president, Senator Mamara, we sat in my village and appealed to him. Chief Olagbaba even complained, mentioned to say, Klee, I'm going to call for a meeting. I hope you'll attend. Say, well, elder, if you call, I'll be there. So, this issue of going on television to talk about the state, because you get the state, number one, it's not in our character. It's not the way we play our politics. But everybody has a right to do what he wants to do. But I want to tell you, this is the position of things. So, like I said, whatever the comments that came up on that thing you played, whether it's only proper or not only, or somebody else superimpose something, I don't know. But just for me to highlight some of the issues that I had from that discussion.
All right, Chairman, I think that might be a good point to wrap up the conversation. But I think any final comments for you in about a minute, please?
Yeah, the comment I have is that political activities are human efforts. They are made of the perfection. What is happening at our state at national level? Let us be calm and allow the elders to do most of the discussions. At the end of the day, we might be better off. So, and at the state level, we still maintain that we have a family. The governor has showed love. As a party chairman, I can tell you there's no local government. I cannot stand here and mention a project that has been done or is ongoing in that local government. So, remember, the next governor that comes, which is saying Fubara, will continue from where the governor stopped. That is the truth. Is saying Fubara a member of the family? The answer is yes. Is saying Fubara qualified? The answer is yes. So, what is all the hue and cry about? Let us please note that what we are doing is an attempt to get leadership to put in position to manage our state. So, let us continue as a family, as far as diligence is concerned in River State. And I'm sure at the end of the day, quite a lot will change. Governor has already made his commitment.
Right,
I will continue serving the state until the 29th of May, 2023.
Well, on that note, to wrap up the conversation, thanks for listening. Thanks to my guest, Ambassador.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm sorry I didn't come to your station. I told you I was busy. We just came here at Mawa commissioning a project. 5,000 capacity, the governor due for National Service Corps. And of course, when I have to touch base with my village, that's why I was able to come to your station.
That's fine, Ambassador.
And maybe any day you want to invite me. Thank you so much.
Ambassador Desmond Akawa is Chairman PDP in River State. Wish you and your party the very best.
Thank you so much, Darren.